Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Why should we be concerned about poverty in Africa or the plight of the homeless? We didn't cause the problems that confront people there, so why should we give? That was the challenge of one person to me. He seemed to feel that what happened someplace else in the world should be left to someone else to solve. To be very candid with you, I was rather shocked at the very question. Yet it is one that deserves an answer. Of course you did not contribute to the plague of AIDS that is marching across the vast continent of Africa today. It's leaving behind a ragtag army of orphan children, their eyes empty and sorrowful. But then neither were the children responsible for the malnutrition that leaves their stomachs bloated, their faces gaunt and drawn, their arms and legs thin as broomsticks. "Am I my brother's keeper?" Cain cried out to the Lord, striving to avoid personal responsibility for his death. In 3 minutes, ponder the following. First, the entire fabric of both the Old and New Testaments are woven with concern for the poor. Under the Mosaic Law, farmers were commanded to reap grain in a circular pattern, leaving the corners of the fields untouched so the poor could harvest there. Proverbs 28:27 says, "He who gives to the poor will lack nothing." Another passage says, "He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done." In the New Testament, churches were instructed to provide for the poor, for the widows, and for the destitute. The second reason that you ought to give liberally to those who are in need is that what you have is a gift from God. It's a stewardship or a trust that you are responsible for. How you use it is a matter of concern to God, who can take it from you as easily as he has bestowed it upon you. Now, only a fool would deny that he has not had help in getting what he has, whether it's an inheritance from your parents, a break that someone gave you in business, or just being in the right place at the right time. Many, though, have the attitude, "I earned it. It's mine to do with whatever I please. And besides, I didn't cause the poverty and pain, so why should I do anything to relieve it?" Their philosophy is, get all you can all you get, then sit on your can. But a fire, a natural disaster, a shift in the market, and your pile is quickly depleted. Who knows? Someday the tables may turn and you may be the very one who is destitute and in need of help. And the reality that what you sow is also what you reap is a centuries-old truth that plays out time and time again. There is one more reason why you need to give generously. There is no reward as significant as knowing your resources and gifts have made a difference in the world. You put milk in a child's glass, a smile on his face. You provided a pallet or a bed for him to sleep in, medicine for his sickness. In his book, Improving Your Serve, Chuck Swindoll tells how on one occasion he was asked to conduct a funeral service for a man who had died with neither family or friends. Says Chuck, all he had was a fox terrier to whom he left his entire estate, around $76,000. Think of it. That amount of money going to a little dog who could only eat so much dog food, while children starve and parents in some parts of the world see their children die because they lack the money to buy the medicine that will bring healing and help. That's my answer, friend, to the question, why I should give. Though I was too shocked to really respond to the question, I should have said, because if you don't, someday you will explain to God why you didn't give, so you had better start thinking of what to say right now, because someday you will give an answer.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening. And join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.